Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. Hope you all have been enjoying your week so far. It is a late Wednesday night. In 15 minutes about, it'll be Thursday. So I should try to make this quick so that I can go to bed on time and sort of fix my sleep schedule and not wake up so late. But anyway, excuse me. I thought I'd get on at this hour to make another podcast episode for my wonderful, beautiful, handsome listeners, you guys, as always, I always appreciate your listenership. And I want to talk to you about the flexibility of lifestyle choice. And this is something that I think is really important for people to understand and be able to sort of respect other people's way of living, even if it's something that we vehemently disagree with. The freedom of choice is extremely important to me. And it's so important that I think it even overrides my desires to make the world a better place, right? And as you'll see later, this ties hand in hand with this other concept that I'm really starting to like. And I think I introduced it in one of my previous episodes about teaching people how to think, not what to think. And the original quote where I first picked up this concept from is, "We should teach our children how to think, not what to think." But I don't think it just applies to our children. I think it applies to other people out there as well, or people like myself who like to be good role models, people who like to point other people in the right direction. I know I'm 22 years old and I'm still very young, and I don't always have the best advice or best pointers or best ideas, but with what I do know, and in good faith and to the best of my ability, I do try to teach people how to think instead of what to think. For instance, I don't just tell people, be respectful, be nice, be kind, be generous, be empathetic, boom, period, the end. I don't just say that. Because when you just tell people what to think, even if they're your children and they are impressionable and they'll listen to you and they follow your steps, it's not the best reinforcement for learning or for understanding. When you teach people how to think, that's when people understand the reasoning behind what you do and why you do it, right? So teaching people how to think is far more effective than simply telling them what to think. And so when I explain things to people, I don't just say be nice, be respectful. I say, why is it important to be nice and respectful? Why is it important that we are not unkind and that we are not disrespectful towards other people? I try to take it a step further and explain so that people can understand my point of view and why I push the messages and the values that I do, right? And so you'll see how this sort of ties in with what we're trying to talk about today, which is the flexibility of lifestyle choice. I stumbled upon the PETA website, which is the acronym, I believe it's PEOPLE. I think it's PEOPLE, for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And their slogan is basically, animals are not ours to do this, 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 that, and the other. And one of the things that sort of inspired me in their slogan is basically, animals are not ours to eat. Now, I don't know how many of you know this, but I never really talked about it, I guess. I am not on any special diet, and I do eat meat, whether it comes from cows or pigs or fish. I eat meat. I am a huge fan of Korean barbecue, and if your lifestyle choice is you can eat meat, then I would highly recommend going to try Korean barbecue at least once in your lifetime. And of course, there are people out there, let's say diehard supporters of PETA, they would firmly, vehemently, and strongly disagree with my decision to go eat meat at a Korean barbecue, let's say, for example. But that is my lifestyle choice, right? I choose to live my life this way, where I can eat animals and I can eat their meat. And that is not necessarily, I mean, you could argue and debate this for a long time about whether that's moral or not. I don't really see it as a moral issue personally. And I mean, honestly, if it makes me a selfish person, then so be it. See, that's the thing about lifestyle choices is that it's kind of hard to argue sometimes whether it's a moral decision or just a lifestyle choice. The things that I talk about being respectful and kind and empathetic, I usually like to argue that's a moral thing, right? We have a moral responsibility to treat other people with respect and kindness. And some people might apply the same thing to your diet, right? If you go out and have Korean barbecue, if you eat a cow, if you eat a pig, then you are morally flawed and you should stop eating cows and pigs immediately. And if people, vehemently disagree about that lifestyle choice, you can't exactly change that, right? You can't enforce that. You cannot legally force me to not eat meat, to not eat any kind of animal, right? And so I think that's very important, is being able to have those lifestyle choices, right? Because if people start legally enforcing no eating meat, then we're gonna have a huge, huge problem on our hands all around the world, right? But what we think less of is, what if we started legally enforcing respect and kindness and empathy, generosity, honesty, trustworthiness, these values that I tend to push? Of course, I value all of those things, which is why I talk about them so much, and that's why I encourage people so much to be those things, right? But at the same time, would I agree with legally enforcing that? And the answer is no. As much as I would want this world to be more unified, united, people standing together, people stopping with the bickering and arguing, and people helping out their neighbors, people being more generous and empathetic, people stopping with the conflict going on, people understanding each other. As much as I would want this world to be in a much better condition than it is right now, I would not be a supporter of this improvement being legally enforced. Because, as previously mentioned, I think the freedom and flexibility of lifestyle choices should be available to people. If you want to be a disrespectful person, as much as I would disagree with that, I think you should still have the freedom to be that way. If you want to, harass people, if you want to step all over people, make them feel awful about themselves, call them ugly and stupid and whatever, I would, of course, strongly disagree with those behaviors. But I would not support legally enforcing that they cannot be that way. Because the thing is, with any particular way of thinking, if you start legally enforcing certain things, ideas, patterns, behaviors, and say, for instance, be nice or else, right? If that becomes a thing, it's going to be very problematic. It basically forces people what to think instead of how to think. And we shouldn't even, I don't know how you would go about it, but we shouldn't be even enforcing people legally how to think. Because at the end of the day, that is a lifestyle choice. If people want to make the decision to be disrespectful or whatever, that is up to them. And I don't want us to be legally enforcing that because people should have that freedom to be who they want to be. What I think would be much more effective is if we teach people how to think. And if we teach people how to think, and if people are receptive and responsive to the things that you say, then they might come to their own natural understanding how to think, and they would be their own motivator to, in this case, not be disrespectful, to not be rude towards other people, to not be arrogant, to not be unkind, to not lie or to cheat. See how it spirals out of control? What if we started legally enforcing people cannot lie, people cannot cheat, right? First of all, aside from the difficulties of how do you legally enforce people not to lie, it just starts spiraling out of control. If we start with you cannot legally be disrespectful, it'll go down that rabbit hole. And so people need to have that freedom to exercise who they want to be. Again, as much as we disagree with it, we have to give people their space. Because that could also spiral into, all right, now that we've legally enforced kindness, now we can start legally enforcing the quote unquote morally correct diet. Now we can legally enforce that people cannot eat meat, right? Who knows where we draw the line? If we start legally enforcing certain lifestyle choices and behaviors and patterns, we don't know where to draw the line. Because we are very opinionated, we are very different, and we will have our own way of wanting to run things. And that just leads to a very slippery slope. And yes, it is a lifestyle choice when I talk about, you know, kindness and empathy and respect and trustworthiness. When I tell people to live life that way and they start becoming kind and respectful and empathetic, they are making that lifestyle choice. Just as people would have the lifestyle choice to be disrespectful or untrustworthy, unkind, whatever. So I thought this was really interesting. And I just, again, in good faith, try to help people see the best message that I can find out there that is in the best interest of all of us. We cannot start really enforcing lifestyle choices, even if they are the ones that we vehemently disagree with. And also, really importantly, we have to learn to teach people how to think instead of what to think. Because as previously mentioned, simply telling people what to do is not good enough. We need to tell people, why are you doing what they're doing? Why do they need to do this particular thing? Right? Like I said, it's not about telling people, in my case, be nice, be respectful. That's not a good enough explanation. We have to tell people, why is it important to be nice? Why is it important to be respectful? And when they understand the reason, they become their own motivators and they will partake in that particular behavior or whatever it might be in your case. So that is what I have to say on the flexibility of lifestyle choice. I hope you found this insightful. I hope you found this thought-provoking. You know, that's sort of like my job. That's like what I do, to try to encourage people to think or see life in a different way, among other things like motivating and inspiring and serving as a role model. I try my best to give back to the community, to give to people who are in need of some guidance or in some pointers in life direction. Hopefully I can be somebody to provide it. And with that said, that is a nice solid 12 minutes of content. I hope you did appreciate this. If you're staying up late to listen to this, make sure you go to bed in time. I know I'm not your dad, but sleep is important. Get at least 6 to 8 hours every night. I'm serious. Make sure you take care of yourselves. And if it's not nighttime, then good morning or good afternoon, whenever it is you're listening to this. Thank you as always. And I will see you all in the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.